I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
So, there's moments when you're driving that you get frustrated. Lots of angry commuters.
The bigger the city, the angrier the commute.
Yeah, well, even
the longer
in this town,
the average commute, the angrier.
How long does
the
it take in like major traffic in Lincoln to get from north to south? It's almost 30 minutes.
30, 35 minutes is terrible.
So frustrating.
I know, Lauren, it's not 2 hours to go 8 miles.
I'm not saying anything.
My brother lives in Washington, D.C., and he has to drive. There is a strip in Washington, D.C. that is the worst scientific study, the worst. Place to be on the road during rush hour.
Yeah. Wow.
And he has to go 9 miles.
Yeah. How long does it take?
Want to guess how long it takes him to go 9 miles?
5 hours.
It's four and some change.
Jeez.
That's
nine miles.
That's close.
You could walk that and back really
multiple
easily.
Multiple times.
Yeah. He said he's gotten out of his car and walked over to get food and walked back. And then no one's moved.
That's
so
crazy.
There was one specific intersection I used to have to sit at on my way to UCLA that you could, I spent 45 minutes trying to cross with this one intersection once.
Well, there's a guy named Zhao Kai. He lives in eastern China. He's been struggling with his long commute. And instead of getting mad, he just decided, I'm going to deal with this in my way.
I feel like
way.
He got mad first for lots of days.
He was frustrated and he said the straight lane was always packed with cars while the lane that turns left has lots of space. So he went last Monday afternoon in the middle of the busy commute. I'll put the video up so you can see it because this guy is nuts. He is standing first in that left turn lane.
Yeah.
And then eventually in the intersection itself, repainting the line. So he went out
of
the
street.
So what's the issue now?
He spray painted an arrow.
It was
going
a left
straight.
Turn. It was a left turn only lane.
Oh.
And there was plenty of room in that lane. So he painted a straight arrow over the left turn arrow so that all the people that wanted to go straight could just use that lane.
Does it go straight into a lane that is not oncoming traffic?
There's two lanes and they kind of shift over to the point where that
you know
third
what I'm saying?
Lane there. Yeah.
Like normally when you have a turn only lane, it's because directly in front of you are vehicles with their headlights pointed right at you.
Yes.
And that's what's
happening. And even if it's
happening.
A one-way street, what's ahead is parked cars. So either way, not a lane you can drive
in. I hate
in.
This guy. Like there's nothing good about this guy.
No.
Whenever you're in traffic like this, how do you react when someone yells at you?
I don't react at all.
Really?
No.
Anybody? What?
More often than not, probably going to do the bird or just like, what?
Oh, I go slower.
Nowadays,
you drive slower?
Yeah, yeah. If someone is behind me like riding my butt or they're, you know, honking at me and stuff, I slow down. And I will now, because now I'm flustered and I got to drive safe.
Right, right.
Got a little boy in the car. So I got to drive safe. And I do. I go slow. And I drive a giant truck. So I can definitely make it hard for you to go around me.
Take up a lot of room in
yeah.
the giant truck.
Yes.
Unfortunately for him, the entire thing was caught on security camera. We'll get it so you can see it. It's on our Facebook page now. And the road has been repainted.
I can't believe all he got is a $150 fine.
Yeah, $150.
For getting out and painting new arrows.
No, no, no. Are they even quality? Like, how's the
craftsmanship? He actually did a really good
painting.
Maybe the city should hire him to just, like, that should be his community service.
Yeah.
Is to go back and go back over the arrows and make them more bold that are in place, you know? Because you have to do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Because that would not only like solve the issue, it would hurt his heart.
It would hurt his heart.
Because
you'd have to deal with that. Honestly, the only thing to me, it's the opposite of this issue that he's talking about. The thing that really makes me mad, like the only thing that really gets my goat is when I know I need to turn left up here at the light.
Right.
And there's a line of cars trying to go straight. This happens to me on 27th going north right at Highway 2 there, right underneath the little crossover deal that's there.
Yep.
But the line of cars to go straight are back to where it blocks the turn lane, and there's not a darn car in that turn lane, but I can't get to it because there's cars.
I know exactly what you're
And you're sitting there,
about.
And the green arrow's going. No one's getting to use it because no one can get in there, and you just want to, like, ram your head into the wall because you're just so mad about it.
Right, but no one's in the wrong either.
No, nobody is.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it. Unless you're in a big truck, and then I just drive over the curb and drive on the grass and make my way there.
Pays to have a big truck,
which is awesome.
Solve your
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.